Hello, welcome everyone. It's another episode of Melon Sugar, as you know, podcast. Today we are just bringing you like a recap of everything that's happened, let me say, last 2 weeks. And we are basically here to just talk about the comeback of Riri, bad girl Riri. So with that wasting time, let's just go in. So Delali, for me, seriously, I don't know. Let me just say, I'll disappoint a lot of people, but the show was nice. The performance was okay. But for me, being a Rihanna fan, she did everything she had to do. But for her not performing most of her like popular songs, the songs that she started with, for me, I'll just give the performance a score of like 6 out of 10, because for me there were some songs that if she had brought them in, it would have like make the whole thing to just change. But for what, let me say, for me, okay, let's just start from there. For the song arrangement, everything was okay with let me say, Bitch Better Have My Money, Where Have You Been, Only Girl, We Found Love, Rude Boy, Work. So for all of them, let's say, for all of them, Bitch Better Have My Money, it's okay for, let me say, starting. Where Have You Been is, let me say, it's an old classic too. Only Girl is very, it's old too, I like it. Old too, I like it. And yes, and We Found Love too. It's okay, but pour it up, and the other song, Pour It Up. For me, I didn't want Wild Thoughts to be there. She should have replaced Wild Thoughts with SNM. I don't know if you know that song, SNM, like. O-S-S-M-M, something rhymes like that. Yeah, should I replace that one? By way to work, everything is okay. Rude Boy, it's okay, but we wanted to hear the Disturbia. What was a DJ Pondery play or something? But what we got was, for me, I wasn't very, very cool with the songs, cause I never got to, let me say, feel some of them. For some of them, they are hits. Let me say, they are just earlier hits. And listening to them is very nice and catchy. But for me, I had preferred if she had performed most of her older songs. Yeah, the ones that will let us, let me say, what the ones that will let maybe some of us like remember how our high school days were and all that. So for me, that's what I think I will have to say about it. And with the background dances and everything, that's what I would say about it. So, Jalali, what do you have to say about it?
Okay, so, you know, for me, first of all, I'm not a Rihanna fan. Like,
really? Who isn't a Rihanna fan in the world?
Well, I'm not. That's the truth. Like, I'm really not a Rihanna fan. And you know how people take their time to, like, sit down and listen to her songs and all that? I don't. If you catch me listening to a Rihanna song, it's probably being played on television or on radio or someone is playing it. But then I won't take my time, or you know, I won't take my time or use my time to go on the internet to listen to her song, either on any streaming platform, either on Spotify, Boomplay, or whatever. So naturally, I'm not a Rihanna fan. So for me, watching the whole time. Watching the whole halftime show, I watched it from a music enthusiast. Listen, I like music, and I like good music. I like quality music. And when I'm watching a live show, what I look forward to is stage performance, stage craft, and then also music arrangement. So for me, for me, who isn't a Rihanna fan, who doesn't really know most of her songs, I really liked how the arrangements were done. I like the whole party, you know, party mix.
Yeah,
the beginning was nice. You know, it had all this party vibe, like club vibe, and
yeah,
I think that was really cool. But for me, what really stood out for me was the choreography. I don't know who choreographed the whole thing, but whoever did a very good job. Like, it was crazy, considering the fact that she's pregnant, you know, the bomb is visible. So I think it's the choreography, was done in a way that even though she's not really she's not really herself, she can still move her body and, you know, also join in with the whole choreography. So I think that was really amazing. That was really good. And I think, as I said, I like the arrangement. Listen, one of my favorite Rihanna songs, as someone who isn't really a fan, is Bitch Better Have My Money. Listen, I like that song. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, I like the song. I like the song. And ever since, I've liked it. So I liked how she performed it, and how it was choreographed and all. Listen, all in all, for me, I think it was a good halftime show. It was just, listen, I think good is an understatement. I think it was amazing. It was exceptionally good. For me, as I said, for me. Listen, for someone who isn't a fan, I think, come on, I think it was good. It was really good. You know, comparing this to last year's halftime show, I think this one tops it for me. I have not really watched a lot of Super Bowl halftime shows, but this for me, even though I've not watched the other, I think the only ones I have actually watched are this one, last year, and a couple. Because how people talk about it on Twitter. So I remember one time I went on YouTube to check a few other performances, and they were good, but I think this for me is it. Like, I really liked it. I really liked it.
Yes, they really, really liked it, but let me say, just say for a first time person watching, that's like, okay. But there are others, I think the choreography was kind of, and the pregnancy was limiting her in a way, because she could see. If you had to check some of her performances from, let me say, award show and everything, you could see that, she could have maybe done more because of the pregnancy. That's why she was not maybe, and like how the choreography was. And that also made a lot of people to like say, oh no, the vibe was like a party vibe, but they didn't get that Rihanna they wanted. They didn't get that bad girl they wanted. They just go,
yeah, so listen,
someone else.
It goes back to what I was saying. I think the whole choreography, the whole structure of the choreography was done the way to suit her situation. Of course, you can't have a pregnant woman running around the stage, you know, moving up and down. No, so I think it was, you know, they routine that in a way that even though she's pregnant, she could still at least move her body, join the choreography here and there. You get it? So it doesn't really look too boring. Of course, because we don't want a situation where, listen, not we, they, the organizers, and then the people in charge of everything.
For us, we don't want a situation where the baby, the second baby will, because seriously, and that kind of surprises
me. You know, yeah, I think, listen. And then, you know, a big shout out, thumbs up to the organizers.
They always do well.
For me, listen, as I said, I have not really watched a lot of halftime shows.
You have to watch. Okay, let me just give you. You have to start watching from Madonna, so then to Beyonce.
I don't like Madonna, so I'm not even going to bother myself.
Seriously,
I don't like Madonna. Listen, I just don't like Madonna. I don't like Madonna. Maybe Beyonce, I will watch. So I have watched Prince. I've watched Prince's performance.
Mm.
That was also very good.
Yeah.
That was very good. So, you know, listen, for me, I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for live music.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm watching a performance and it's live, it's whoever the artist is performing it live and not miming. Listen, that alone is okay for me. So it's just a few other things that, you know, that has to, you know, top it up for me, you know, to complete the whole thing. You get it? And that stagecraft, choreography, sound. I cherish or I admire good sounds. So even at church, listen, if you invite me to your church and then the sound is bad, I won't come again. Like,
dear,
it's so bad. I'm telling you, like, when I have been to a few, I've been invited to churches where I go and then the speakers are noisy. I won't go again. Because, you know, I have a problem with my left ear. So when the sound is bad or when the speakers are bad, like, it makes this funny, you know, funny screeches in my left ear, which disturbs me. Like, it irritates me. So whenever I'm listening to music, or when I'm listening to something off someone's speakers and the sound is bad, listen, it pisses me off. So for me, when I look at the, you know, the sound, the whole engineering thing, listen, they did an amazing job. They did an amazing job.
They always do an amazing job. But if you could see from Rihanna's song, it was less, let me say, it was simple and kind of okay, because there were even some of his fans who were saying she wasn't singing, she was just lip singing and doing a whole lot. And you can see, oh, there were, like, let me say, for me, I had wanted her to have done the show way earlier, because she said in, like, her interview that she wanted the time to be right. But for me, I think this time was right, but I had wanted her to do it earlier, because with the situation now, and let me say, if she had done it earlier, she would have maybe, let me say, performed most of her first songs. Because there were some songs that, seriously, I was just watching it. And I was like, okay, if this one comes, the next one will come. And I was just waiting, but nothing happened. and for the track list, it's okay, but that's not, let me say, the typical Riri, like, a fan would want. Because, I mean, the next Monday, I was at work and I was just checking on Twitter. People were just saying, oh, it was okay. But they just wanted her first track that she started with. And I'm like, oh, okay. But for me, one of the most happiest songs that, like, she performed was Turn On The Light. It was just, let me say, magical. And oh, seriously, if you are a Rihanna fan, you should be very, very, for me, watching her perform was very, very cool. And the next person I want to watch perform is Nicki Minaj. Because I think it's been quite too long. She can just, for me, I don't know, maybe there are people who, like, okay, rap queens or rap people can't do a whole show. But for her, she has kind of like the pop kind of genre songs, the whole lot that people will be able to, let me see, connect with and all that. So I think, for her,
you know, when
to perform.
When I hear people criticize rappers, not even criticize, but then try to downplay their artistry and how capable they are to play live shows, I find it really amusing. Because listen, I've watched shows by rappers, live shows. and they have they well, not all of them, but most of them have been really good, very exceptional. Because, you know, I think the whole thing comes, you know, boils down to artistry and how good you are with your craft, how, you know, how much you've mastered it. If someone is really good at what they do, it doesn't really matter the circumstance or how, you know, how the setting is. They will excel. They will do better. Look at last year, for instance. No one can tell me last year's halftime show I won't say it was exceptionally good, but it was okay.
It was really good. It was exceptionally good because with all the rapid lining up, no one thought of
it. Exactly.
Very cool. Yeah. But for me, the worst one was Adam Levine and his band, Maroon 5. That was the worst one I have ever watched.
Why was it really bad?
It was very bad because that was when, let me say, between the Black Lives Matter and like the Colin Kaepernick thing with the NFL. So a whole lot of artists, like, let me say, boycotted. They didn't want to perform. So I think they were just searching for someone and they just got them. And they could have just said, okay, they won't do it. But they were like, okay, they will do it, but they'll give it to charity. So you could see from the start of the show of everything, like, people were not so into it. And they didn't, okay, let me say, they have hit songs, but most of their hit songs are not that pop, dancey, funky things. It's just, let me say, like, the slow kind of songs and all that. So they had to bring Travis Scott, and when he came, it was just the normal rapping thing. And what I think pissed a lot of people off was when he actually removed his shirt. Like, that's what pissed a lot of people off.
He removed his shirt.
Yeah. So he had his naked torso, his naked, like, he was half naked with his abs and all that. And people have always had a problem with it, because when he did that, people were like, okay, so if he's been able to do that, why isn't Janet Jackson? Let me say, the last time she performed her show was when he and Justin Timberlake had that, let me say, wardrobe malfunction. I don't know what Justin Timberlake was trying to do. I don't know if she was, I don't know if he was trying to maybe take something off. And when she just ripped the dress, her breast showed on live TV. So the people were like, okay, for her, you people have not been able to, like, let me say, forgive her. But for a guy, he's just flexing around with his abs and all that on live TV, children watching. So it's like people like, even for the starting of the show to the end, they know the show, for them, the performance, they know the show was flopped. Because if you have to go and check their views and everything, you can see even their Telegram, their YouTube views was the lowest. And it was like on TV, the rating, the viewership was one of the lowest they've ever recorded.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, for me at this moment, I'm looking forward to next year's halftime show.
We hope they will perform next.
Yes. At the moment, that's what we are all interested in.
They should let her perform.
You know, it's now more like a tradition. Almost every year, when it's time for the Super Bowl, that's when the comparison between the comparison between American football and then real football.
Yeah.
How they see it. That's where the comparison comes. And for me, listen, I've realized that a lot of people actually watch the Super Bowl because of the halftime show.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas people watch football, when I say football, I mean original football, the football we all know, because of the game itself. You get it? So, listen, I wouldn't be surprised that even if these kind of things are, if these things are introduced into football, maybe for instance, at the Champions League, it will shock you to know that during the halftime show, there will be less people watching than the show, the game itself, the football. Because listen, when it comes to football, listen, it's about emotions. People are emotionally vested into these things. I, for instance, my mood can be affected by my team's performance last week Saturday when Arsenal was playing. At a point in time we were 2-1 down. I was pissed. My sister asked me a question. The way I responded, as I had to apologize because I was mad. Mm-hmm. I was mad. My temper at a point because it almost looked as if we were about to lose a game.
Yeah.
You look at the Super Bowl. So it's emotion wise, it's two different things. There are people who actually go to the Super Bowl who buy tickets because of the halftime show, because they want to go watch whoever it's performing.
But for football
is a different game. Soccer is different. Soccer, people go because they want to watch the game.
Not soccer. It's football, not soccer. And even with the viewership, they can't compare it to football.
Listen.
Because this one, Rihanna's own, with everything, the viewership and everything, it was 105 million. And even with just the World Cup final, it was 1.something billion people. And even with the Champions League. And we would the Champions League was above 1 billion viewers, the whole world. Yeah. So you can see where the larger market is.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But then, listen, I won't look down on the organization. I think the NFL have done a really good job. It's a different game organizing sports events, but having sports events and then have fusing them with a little bit of entertainment, I think it's a very good initiative. And I don't know how it all began, but then for them to have been able to sustain it for this long, I think it's good. It's commendable. It's really good. It's really good. Because even in football, when it's half time, the whole 15 minutes, sometimes you have to look for something else to do. The funny thing is, if you have something doing and you don't want to miss the game, you wait in the middle of the game, 15 minutes, then you rush to go and do whatever you want to do, and then you come back.
Yeah.
So being occupying that 15 minutes, with something else is good. It's really good.
For them, their own is okay. With football, you can't do a show like that because seriously, with how people's emotions are, then someone
just imagine
would just,
if your team is
you
losing.
Turn on the TV and you see, let me say, Lady Gaga, Rihanna performing. The person will be like, what the hell?
Listen, and people in the stadium at that time
will start being booing.
I doubt they will even pay attention or like cheer or something. Because listen, after that time, whoever is losing emotion is all over the place. Like,
yeah,
listen, for them, all they are thinking about is how their team will come back from the halftime and then equalize or do a comeback. That's all they're thinking about.
I think that's why with football they do the, let me say, for the final, they do the closing ceremony. Then people come and perform, just like Qatar, then they are just done. Then later they will do the medal presentation. Then you could
presentation, and then that's it.
Flight, the cabin crew people with their lipsticks. So red. So red, and just bringing out the medal. So yeah, it's quite something. And for me, I think the show, with how everything went, the choreography and everything. And the choreography was, I think, for this show, the choreographer was a female, and I think her name is Paris Cambio or something. Yeah. She's like...
Then she's really good.
Yeah, she is really good. I checked her TikTok, and you could see that, oh, seriously... She's very, very good. And one of my favorite parts was the let me see, from where have you been? That's like, so when it was so when she was just like, maybe she, for me, I think for like, let me say, for in her head, when they were just doing it, she was like, okay, with everything carrying this baby, maybe I have to get a few seconds, I can just take in my breath. And you could see for the video that, you could see for the show that, I think for that few minutes or seconds with the music playing, bang, 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 and she was just going like this. She was just like using it to just relax and all that. And the wicked part for me, the favorite part was the work. I think the backup dancer, the one who was just crawling, following her, was like the catchy part. I think he did very well, because he did very well. And the last one for me was, some people have a problem with the ending, the diamond. Twitter, I saw a tweet. Someone's like, she didn't like how Rihanna ended the diamond, cause her pitch and all that. And you can see with the people, with our people who are listening to and doing that music kind of stuff and all that, they were just letting us know how to do this, how to do that, with the tonation and everything. The person, like Rihanna, should have ended this world or something. He should have ended the twirl or something. Yeah. So Delali, let's have your final words and let's see. So Delali, just summarize the show and let us see how it was for you.
Listen, Master, I think for me in general, as I said, for someone who isn't a Rihanna fan, I was really impressed. One, for the fact that for a pregnant woman, you know, to be able to move her body in a way that she did was really good. I think the choreographer did an amazing job. For someone who can't dance to save my life, when I see people, you know, come up with, you know, this, so some of these are amazing choreographies, I think for me it's just that, you know, the feeling is surreal. Like it's amazing. The organizers were incredible, the people behind, the director behind the whole halftime show, or either the director or the producer, was really good. I know for a fact that this took a lot of work. They had to put in so much work, and for them to see their efforts, you know, being, you know, be paid with such an amazing show, I think it's just good. We look forward to next year's halftime show. Now I want to be following the halftime show to see how, so at least I can have something to say about it. Mm-hmm. So for me, yeah, that's it. I think all in all, it was a very good show.
Mm-hmm. So I think the music, the creative, whatever, for the show, I think the music, I think the NFL, they contracted Jay-Z. So Jay-Z is like kind of like the music, like he kind of controls the halftime, the artist that will be on the show. And so you can see from when he got picked, his selections of bringing artists on with Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, then with last year, the hip hop, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Eminem, Dr. Dre, and all that. So, yeah. So, I think our listeners just love our show, today's episode, and everything that we did. So, that was our honest opinion or take on Riri's Super Bowl. Because it was really Riri's day. It was Rihanna's day. So, just congratulations to her. Then to all the fans who tune in to just watch her, like me. And to our new fans who maybe the Lali will be joining the fan squad and all that. So, you'll be joining the fan squad. Because I caught, for me, a friend of mine was like, no, Rihanna. Like, Rihanna really, really disappointed him because there were some, you see, there was some music in, like, her catalog that she could have just, drop only three and the whole place will just be going crazy. Mm. But I think, just like you said, they took into consideration, like, her presence, the baby bump and all that. So,
yeah.
Because if it was the normal people, then you could see for them, they would just bring all their songs. Just like how other artists, they always do it with Beyonce, Madonna and all the rest. And with Katy Perry and Lady Gaga, what all of them they did. So, I think it was nice, and I think we can end the show, right?
Yeah.
So we thank you guys so much for just be listening and being with us. Have a nice weekend. See you same time next time with another episode. As always, you can support us. Click on the link in the description below. And we'll be happy. Thank you very much. And to everyone. And
peace out.
Wait. And to all our fans thing. For now, I think we are getting a lot of people listening from Nigeria. And the continent. So, I'd like to thank them all for listening. To East Africa. Most importantly, Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, Malawi, Uganda, all the rest of you on the continent. Let's say very big thank you. And to our people here, our fans here in Ghana who are always listening, because I can see the analytics and everything. Don't just listen, you have to support. So do it as always. Just click on the link. And just donate any amount that you want. Thank you very much. And see you same time. Bye. Peace out.
Peace out.